So I'm going to introduce you this data set that we developed specific for agroclimatic users and researchers, and also to develop some applications. The background of this study that we all know, U.S. corn belt is very important, no matter for the global supply or for the U.S. economy. And in recent, I would say 5 years, there are increasing demands in regional crop modeling products, as well the climatology analyzed products. So our group is called U2U. So from the data perspective is we want to bring this useful data to be usable, because we noted that there are so many useful data sets available for people to use right now, no matter from NOAA, NASA, or NSIP. But the problem is those data sets, they are powerful, but they're not really user-friendly. So it's, if you're not working in the meteorology or other atmospheric science. So our idea is we're going to take this data, then do our own analysis, then make it usable for people, and specifically in agriculture area, who's not experts in programming or remote sensing area. Another reason why we want to build this data set is because I am crop modelers. If you also running crop model, you will know that the most difficult part about running crop model is not running the model itself, it's about preparing the data set. And normally we connect data from the weather station, and if you using weather station, the problem is firstly the representation of the spatial, probably you cannot find the weather station in your area. Secondly, there's so many missing data, so you had to do a lot of work in data interpolation using different methods. And also, because just very few stations, they have solar radiation, which is a very important parameter for crop models. So there are a lot of limitations and also time-consuming in using weather stations. But when we look at the land data simulation system, you will find that firstly, spatial continuous. And they have broadly spatial representative, and also they have the solar radiation available for you to use. Basically, they come from solar data combination with some estimations. So our idea is we're going to use this availability, also the accessibility, and this advantages from the land data simulation system to overcome those limitations we found from the weather stations. The land data simulation system is come from NASA. So in our study, we're going to use the meteorological forcing data from NLDES, then put it into another system called NASA Land Information System. So in that system, it's going to interpolate the data we connect from the NLDES into a 4 kilometer high resolution product, then running an advanced land surface model called NOAA LSM. So basically, after running this system, in the output, we're going to have, besides the meteorological data, it's also going to including the biophysical parameters like soil moisture, soil temperature, and evapotranspirations. We build this modeling frame, so we call it Purdue Land Data Simulation System, call it PLDES. So in this PLDES, the original data is including hourly 4 kilometer spatial resolution data sets. It's including, as I said, the meteorological data part, temperature, precipitation, and also the soil moisture and the evapotranspiration. But for agriculture areas, basically also for the crop modelers, we all use the daily data set. So we also write scripts to extract the data from hourly into a daily output. So finally, in this data set, we're going to provide you an agroclimatic data set, which is daily data and at 4 kilometer resolutions. Right now, our data set covered the whole U.S. corn belt, and we have data for 34 years from 1981 to 2040. These are some examples from our data set at a regional scale. So the upper panel is the maximum temperature and the minimum temperature. Then the lower panel are the daily precipitation and also solar radiations. And besides the meteorological part, we also can provide you some surface hydrometeorological products. Then this one is the normalized soil moisture for 2012 from April to July, so you can see how the drought happened in 2012 in a very obvious way, and including a lot of details. And also we have this in eruption preparation regional data set, so use this one, people can use data to do some estimation in water resources, and probably for the future they can use this one in the irrigation tools that we are working on this right now. As I said before, because this data set is very flexible, we have the hourly data, also the daily data, so you can use this data set to generate your own products or to do your own research, just take the parameters. So we have the seasonal variability, then this one, the annual variability of the evaporation preparation, also the normalized soil moisture. And compared to other data sets that people normally use in regional crop modeling studies right now, our data set is called PLDES, because we only focus on the U.S. Corn Belt. So we can provide a higher resolution. This one is 4 kilometers, while other data set, maybe they focus on the global scale or the whole U.S., so they have much coarser resolutions. So for this PLDES data set, it cannot be only used for the regional data study, and it also can be used for the field scale study, probably like for crop model, it can use this one too, in the specific field. And sometimes people are afraid of using reliance data because they don't trust it, so they don't think it's very reliable. So we also do a lot of verifications for this data set. Then we find that, especially for the meteorological part, the reliance data set, they can replicate the temperatures, also perceptions, and soil radiation very well. You can see from this sample here. So if you ask me, I would say probably it's perfectly to use the meteorological product from the data sets to replace the data you have to connect from the weather stations. And it's going to like save you a lot of time in running crop models. And we're also doing some verification for the soil part. The soil temperature part of the model did a really good job, but for the soil moisture part, it's kind of tricky. I think it's not only for this model, it's for all the model in simulating soil moisture part. It's not just about the physical process in the model, it's also because we have to connect in so many observations for the model calibration and verification. And right now, we don't have too many observations in that part, especially for the soil types. So some other research groups are trying to collaborate with new soil mapping group to improve this soil simulation part in models. So I would say if you don't have the observations for the soil moisture, probably you can use it from the reliance data set, but it just can be a temporary resolution for the soil moisture product. And this is some examples about how we use that data set in our study. So this one is our own regional crop modeling product. And the one is to see how changing the planting day influenced the crop yield. And we compare our results with the last survey. I would say this comparison is not really fair for the model because the sample size are very different. We have more than 200,000 modeling points, and from the last survey data, we only have, I think, less than 2,000 points. But you also can see that they have very similar pattern distribution of the simulation results and also the survey data. But you also can see it's very obvious that the model cannot catch up the lower end of the crop yield. It is reasonable because there are so many uncertainties in our environment, and the model cannot simulate impact from the insects and the winds or some very extreme weather events. And this one, another product about the regional grain degraded map. So it can show you how grain degraded change from south to north from state by state. It will be a good reference for people in selecting the cultivar brand or for even in education. I'm the TA for weather climate class, so we use one to illustrate what is GDD for the students. And for the crowd models, we also develop a free package for them to use. So basically, you use this package, you can just type in your locations. Then it's going to give you, no matter you use DSAT or use hybrid maze, it's going to give you the input file directly from this data set. Also, some simple data summary and plots. Because we all use the open source programs, so our package will be is open source and will be free to use. And these are some examples from that data package for crowd models. And definitely there are limitations from this study and also this data set. As I mentioned before, the most important one is the soil part, because we need more observations for the model calibration and verification. And also for the original crowd modeling part, it's not only for the U2U study. I think it's the problem for all the original crowd modeling studies. Right now, we only can get a very general result. And definitely, if we want to improve the accuracy of the original product, we need to spend much more time to collaborate with farmers or the agronomists to get the more information about planting date and also genetic information and the fertilizer information. But that part is really, really hard, I would say. And all I want to say today is we have this useful data set and it can be usable, so feel free to send us an email if you want to use this data. And also this data set and the packages I mentioned before will be available on Purdue University Research Repository. So please send us an email if you want to use this data. As Linda said, it is useful and usable, so please get it used in the future. Thanks. Thank you.